Any questions? Please, supplement the book, number 19, or 19. Is this a debt, or is this an interest?
We shall assemble on the mountain. We shall assemble at the throne. With humble hearts into his presence, we bring an offering of song. Glory to the Lord in the field.
Glory and honor in the field.
And to the Lamb of Judah.
Unto the Lamb of Judah.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this time that we can come together tonight and focus on you and focus on your will for our lives. We're thankful for your word that you have preserved for us so that we can know more about you and more about your great love for us and sending your Son to die for us. Please help us to have a good understanding of your word and that we have can have great appreciation for it and be equipped to spread the news and be able to teach others. We're thankful for all those that are present here tonight and their love for you and their devotion to you and to each other shown by their presence here to be here together to sing songs of praise to you and to study your will. We're thankful for Michael and his ability to teach us, and we pray that the things that he says tonight will be useful to build us up and help us to be more like your Son, Jesus Christ. We're mindful of those that are not able to be with us tonight, those that are ill. We pray that you'll be with them and help restore them to their health so that they can be back with us soon. And we pray that as we live each day of our life, that we will be focused on you and live in such a way that we can be at home with you in heaven for eternity. And we pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.
Turn, if you would, to the book of Jonah. Jonah chapter 1. Bear with me one quick second. Beginning of verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken up. Then the mariners were afraid, and every man cried out to his God. And they threw the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten the load. But Jonah had gone down into the lowest part of the ship and lay down and was fast asleep. So the captain came to him and said to him, "What do you mean, sleeper? Arise, call on your God. Perhaps your God will consider us so that we may not perish." And they said to one another, "Come, let us cast lots that we may know for whose cause this trouble has come upon us." So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. And they said to him, "Please tell us, for whose cause, is this trouble upon us? What is your occupation, and where do you come from? What is your country, and what people are you?" So he said to him, "I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, "Why have you done this?" For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then they said to him, "What shall we do to you that the sea may be calm for us?" For the sea was growing more tempestuous. He said to him, "Pick me up and throw me into the sea, then the sea will become calm for you. For I know this great tempest is because of me." Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to return to land, but they could not, for the sea continued to grow more tempestuous against them. Therefore, they cried out to the Lord and said, "We pray, O Lord, please do not let us perish for this man's life, and do not charge us with innocent blood, for you, O Lord, have done as it pleased you." So they picked up Jonah, threw him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. There are a few things in this life that we can actually control. How we react to things that come upon us is one of those things that we can control. And that's called our attitude. How we go about doing when something that we have no control over comes upon us. As we look here at Jonah, needless to say, he had no control over God giving him this task to go do. But how he reacted to that was entirely in his control. How he decided to react was, "I'm just going to flee. I'm going to go to Tarshish. I'm going to get out of the land, get out of this country, and God won't see me, and I won't have to go do this job he's asked me to go do." What God asked him to go do is go to Nineveh and go tell them that their wickedness has come before God, and that they needed to do something, or judgment was going to come upon them. His attitude nearly cost the life of those mariners that he was with. The ship that they were on, they were in a mighty winds on the sea, and it almost went down. The crew and all that just almost went down because of him. Turn over, if you would, just a few to the end of this over in chapter 4. Jonah, of course, we know the story between here and in chapter 4. They throw Jonah over. He spends 3 days and three nights in the belly of a great fish. And then he decides that he's going to go do what God asked him to go do in the first place. And he goes and does that. He makes his 3-day journey across Nineveh, telling them to repent. The judgment of God is about to come upon them. Chapter 4, beginning in verse 1, "But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he became angry. So he prayed to the Lord and said, 'Ah, Lord, was not this what I said when I was still in my country? Therefore I fled previously to Tarshish, for I know that you are a gracious and merciful God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, one who relents from doing harm. Therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live.' Then the Lord said, 'Is it right for you to be angry?' So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city. There he made himself a shelter and sat down in it. He sat under it in the shade till he till he might see what would become of the city. And the Lord God prepared a plant, and it made cover over Jonah, that he might be shade, that it might be shade for his head to deliver him from his misery. So Jonah, very grateful for the plant. So Jonah was very grateful for the plant. But as morning dawned the next day, God prepared a worm so that it damaged the plant and it withered. And it happened when the sun arose that God prepared a vehement east wind, and sun beat on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. And he wished death upon himself and said, "It is better for me to die than to live." Then God said to Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry about the plant?" And he said, "It is right for me to be angry even to death." So we'll stop there. Let's remember the time that we're talking about. Jonah was a prophet during the time of the divided kingdom, right at the end. Nineveh is the capital of Assyria. And that was the instrument, that was the tool that God was going to use to take Israel into captivity, that northern kingdom is into captivity. The Assyrians were not a very peaceful nation. They knew how to fight, and they knew how to make their enemies suffer. And Jonah did not want that to come upon Israel. He didn't want them to be the tool that God would use to exact judgment that was deserved on Israel, as we talked about tonight. So that was Jonah's attitude. Jonah was angry over something that he had no control over, that God was going to do what God had intended to do. But let's look at another example. Let's turn, if you would, to Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 9, let's begin in verse 10. Now there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him the Lord said in a vision, "Ananias." He said, "Here I am, Lord." So the Lord said to him, "Arise and go to the street called Straight, and inquire at the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he is praying, and in a vision he has seen a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hands on him so that he might receive his sight." Then Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority for the chief priests to bind all who call on your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles, kings and children of Israel. For I shall show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake." And Ananias went his way and entered to the house, and laying his hands on him, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came, has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he received his sight at once, and he arose and was baptized. So here Ananias was told, go to this enemy, the one that had been the enemy of the church. We read earlier, as we studied this, all the havoc that he caused Christians at this time. He was there when Stephen was stoned. More likely he consented to that being done. And it says that he just caused so much havoc. He even admits himself in his epistles that he is chief sinner, and that everything that he did, he thought he was doing for God. But there's so much stuff that he did that he didn't feel that he was worthy of what he was doing. But Ananias had a different attitude here than what we saw with Jonah. Instead of running the opposite direction, you know, going the other way, he went and he did what God told him to do. So our message tonight is, what's our attitude towards sharing the word of God? Are we looking on those and drawing a conclusion, having an attitude about not doing what God's told us to do? Our attitude about things that are in our control, or I'm sorry, things that are not in our control, how those people will receive the word. Think about Stephen, as I just mentioned. He took a message before the Jewish council, and they didn't receive it. That wasn't anything he could control. But his attitude was, I'm still going to go do this because this is what I've been told to do. So tonight, that's still the same for us. We can't control how other people are going to react to the message that we bring, but it's our duty to take that to them. It's our charge to do that. It's our charge to have an attitude of wanting to spread that word, to willingly go, you know, it may be to a hostile area, but we have that. We need to have that attitude to want to take that to go. So this evening, as a way of encouragement, I hope that we'll all look at our attitudes, look at the thing that we can control the most, and that's us, how we react to those things that happen to us, those situations that come up, and that we'll react in a positive way, as Ananias did, and not in a negative way, as Jonah did. So this evening, if you're subject to the invitation, if you haven't obeyed the gospel, there's no time like the present. This is the only time that we know that we have. Or if there's something that you've fallen short of, now's the time to make those changes and make those corrections in your life. So if you're subject to the invitation, we invite you to come as we stand, as we sing.
With me, please. Our dear, most wonderful, gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you at this time so very thankful for the day that you bless us with, for the wonderful weather that we've had today and been able to enjoy. We're so thankful for the safe travel that you've given us that we might meet here with the brethren again tonight. We're so thankful for the encouragement that we are to one another, for the system that you have set up of your church with Jesus at its head. We are so blessed to be able to come together free from persecution and without worry of the rest of the world, that we might be able to come together and to focus solely on you and your word to learn more of all that we need to. Lord, please be with us as we are about to depart from this place. Please help keep us safe in our travels and all that we do in our day-to-day lives. Lord, please give us opportunity to teach others, to be able to plant seeds of truth. And we ask that you help to be with those who might receive it to help those seeds blossom. And please be with us that we might be able to provide the best needs of teaching that we can, as you've commanded us. Lord, we pray for those who are unable to be with us tonight, for those who are dealing with some physical ailments. We pray for Sister Beth Kane, as she's not here with us again. Please be with her and and allow her to heal quickly to join us as well. Lord, please continue to be with us and provide us strength and to do in doing everything in accordance with your word and pleasing in your sight. We ask all these things in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.